VA3HRY, if you want Echo Papa, you buy the frequency, Henry.
Good morning, Emil. Just got back to the radio. About 15 minutes ago, I was talking to Randy. Good morning, and how's it going? VA3HRY.
Not sure if I'm quite awake yet. Just come to the terminal here. Mike Delta, what state is that in the U.S.? I can't seem to find it on the map. I don't know if I'm not awake yet.
Mike Delta, I would think it's Maryland, isn't it? I can check.
Whereabouts is Maryland now? I don't see it on the states list there, unless I didn't look closely enough.
Well, if I remember correctly, and I don't always remember correctly, it's small state on the East Coast, and I'm looking at it right now, near New Jersey, just south of Pennsylvania. Major city is Richmond, Virginia, so just above that, next to Delaware. Oh, tiny little states around that area.
Yeah, okay, I see West Virginia. Yeah, okay. Okay, just a small state, I guess. That's why I didn't show up on the big map here. Okay, just curious where it was. I checked in with an operator there yesterday, and MD just didn't bring her bell. Very good. So how's your day going so far?
Well, I can't complain. I woke up to the sound of rain hitting my window, and that was to be expected. We're supposed to get a high of about 12 today, but that's later on this afternoon or this evening, and then it's supposed to drop back down again. So this will be a nice day, not for walking, not for going out, but at least temperatures will be a little warmer. And like I was telling Randy, I was laying in bed when I first woke up, looking up at the ceiling, and I couldn't remember which day it was. Was it Saturday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, or what? I had to reach my phone and look. Boy, that's what happens when you really relax. And it doesn't bother me at all. I don't mind it. Yeah, I'm still looking here. Maryland? Yeah, just north of Baltimore. West of New Jersey.
Yeah, very, very good. Did you get my email yesterday? I sent you some stuff that I've been writing about for the last 30 years.
Oh, yeah, I got it. And I read it. I laughed. I cried. It was a good read, but... what are you asking me? What do I think of it? I don't know what it is you're asking me about the article.
I guess it's about the concept of finding happiness within. I believe I had discovered a formula that would do that. Over.
You know, the last couple of years that I was working, a buddy of mine always seemed to be happy every day, so I asked him, what was his secret? He said one word. He answered my question. He says, alcohol. I said, what? He was joking. There are many formulas, and in my case, I'm perfectly happy. So I don't know what the formula is. If somebody was to ask me, how do you do it? I don't know. Just things are good with me. That's how I see it. VA, 3HLY.
Yeah, ironically, Henry, when you're happy, you actually hear your voice. I think I told you that the other day. You seem so, what's the word I was using? Relaxed and it's in you because you speak it, you speak of it, and we feel it actually, just to the how you communicate. So it's pretty neat stuff, over.
Hey, Emil, I appreciate those kind words. That's really nice. I never really thought about it. But in all honesty, Emil, there are some days where things just don't seem to go quite right, and external forces or whatever, it just doesn't seem fair when but they're just little minor issues in the long run. I don't know whether you've ever read Carl Sagan's Pale Blue Dot. I've read every book of his. Dr. Carl Sagan, astronomer, astrophysicist, you name it. I think he was everything with NASA. And he wrote a few books. And Pale Blue Dot is probably my favorite. And we're so tiny in space that our problems are so minuscule, you know? So I look at things like that and I think, you know, life is good. It's not perfect, but at least in my case, things are good. VE1EP, VA3HLY.
Yeah, very good. I spoke to an operator there last night. He was telling me about how miserable his situation is, and I paused and I said, Chris, things could always be worse. You know, we can move from point A to point B. We can see, we can hear, we can taste. Like I said, things could always be worse, and he had to agree, I guess, but sometimes things are down. Yeah, okay. Well, I'm glad you read it. My challenge is I don't read much. I listen and I take notes, but I don't never did get into the hobby of reading for some odd reason. And therefore, if you don't read, it's pretty challenging to try to write anything. So that's my challenge there, over.
Well, Emil, that's where you and I are different. I like to read, but I don't write. I just ain't got it in me to write anything, how can I put it, worth reading. Anything intelligent, anything to contribute. So I prefer to read. And like I said, read every book of Dr. Carl Sagan's. I've read autobiographies, authorized biographies. One of my favorites was an authorized biography of Leonard Cohen, the late, great Leonard Cohen, the Canadian artist. And you wouldn't think that his life had been interesting, but it was. It was interesting. But anyway, I was going to say something else, and of course it's gone. Yeah, that's why I don't write. I can't remember. VE1EP, VA3HLY.
ironically, you get a laugh. Ironically, I wrote a tribute to Leonard Cohen. It's called The Secret Prayer of Leonard Cohen, after he passed. And I performed it a couple of times on stage. I kind of wish I had a good copy of it. I'd send it to you, but I could send you the lyrics, but you'll probably get a chuckle out of that as well, over.
Well, yeah, send it. I would enjoy reading it. If there was, you know, it's funny. I read the book. It's called Various Positions. Leonard Cohen didn't write it, but it was authorized by him. He contributed to the stories, of course, because it was about his life. And he wrote in abstract way that just baffles me how anybody can write that well. The only other songwriter that I can think of that ever did anything like that, maybe even better than Leonard Cohen, was Bob Dylan. He wrote in the same manner, abstract method of his songs. I read his songs, both Bob Dylan and Leonard Cohen, I read their songs as poetry. And it's just incredible. But you would think that abstract writing would be easy. I don't think it is. VA 3 of Troy.
Yeah, okay, Henry. I just sent you the lyrics. Actually, it's the same melody of how Alleluia goes, his most favorite song, the most popular song, I should say. And I even got the chord progressions on there, so yeah, just read it. You'll probably get a chuckle out of it. Over.